This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Last year, many folks lost most of their homegrown tomatoes due to a nasty disease called late blight. Will last year's disease affect this year? Not likely. The pathogen doesn't survive our winter. It's generally brought in from elsewhere. It can only survive on potato culls or tomato fruit that are sheltered in soil or a warm compost pile. I'll have more on other diseases on GardenBite.com. Late blight is caused by a water mold and needs high levels of moisture to thrive. So if we get a lot of rain, it could be a problem again in 2018. What to do now? Pull any tomato and potato plants that came up on their own. Those volunteers can harbor the pathogen. Inspect your purchases for signs. Leaves and stems should be green and firm. Avoid any plants with dark, rotten areas. Buy plants that are disease resistant. The cultivars I planted this year, Red Racer and Valentine, are resistant. Provide plenty of space between your tomato plants and be sure to stake them. This allows for better air circulation, which means quicker drying and keeping them off the ground. Check plants for disease regularly. I have a diagnostic tool from the University of Minnesota on GardenBite.com to help you. As for potatoes, buy only from a reputable supplier. Finally, if late blight shows up, infected plants should be buried to prevent movement of airborne spores. Some gardeners place the infected plant in a closed plastic bag and allow it to cook in the sun for several days before burying it in the compost or garden soil. That'll make sure it's dead. Check out GardenBite.com. Find GardenBite on Facebook. Follow me and leave a comment or two. Share your gardens, ask questions, and give suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.